Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing. And that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard. Add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel. 10-2.
USDA releasing a grain stocks report yesterday morning. A lot of attention on the soybean numbers within that report. This is all based on September 1st data. Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions says it seems like USDA says, in effect, that we've pretty well run out of soybeans here at the end of the old crop year.
USDA pegging September 1 stocks, which will be ending stocks for last year, at just 92 million bushels. Now, the cash market has never allowed supplies to get tighter than a 16-day supply before, or that's about a 4.4% of annual usage. But USDA is saying those supplies actually dropped to about 2.5% of annual usage, which is a 9-day supply. And that's even with them boosting last year's production estimate by about 69 million bushels.
Suderman says that USDA basically was rearranging the deck chairs a little bit, doing some quick math by boosting last year's harvested acres and yields. The question is, though, does this number, this very, very tight ending stocks number, really matter?
I don't think it does in light of the big crop. If we were looking at a short crop this year, then this would matter a great deal. But since we're looking at a big crop and the trade is anticipating a significant increase in USDA's yield estimate on October the 10th, I don't think it does matter a great deal. And I think the traders are starting to figure that out. And that's why there's overall a bearish bias to the reaction that we've seen thus far. And I think we'll probably continue on that downward trajectory.
Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. His comments to us, courtesy of Andy Eubanks from the Hoosier Ag Today radio network out of Indianapolis. Suderman saying clearly that the market right now focusing more and more on this record size corn and soybean crop, not so much on the old crop stocks. A remarkably diverse coalition of groups have called on EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to pull WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule. A letter has gone out that is scathing, talking about what the agencies have been doing, trying to move things around just ahead of the rule's due date as far as comments are concerned. They say specifically that the agencies continue to issue new materials explaining the proposed rule throughout the comment period, creating a moving target for public comment. They say that also that there's been no connectivity report that the whole rule is based on that EPA said they would get out. And we're talking about everybody from American Farm Bureau to PGA, the golfers, to wildlife groups, and more that have all come out in this particular coalition saying, pull the rule. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the fall bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Monday, October 6th, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express will be offering 1,600 head total to sell. A big, stout, predictable set of 275 Angus bulls will be offered. Genomically enhanced EPDs will be available on those bulls. Also, 500 commercial springbred heifers, 100 fall calving pairs will be available. Information, you can get it at expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, fall bull sale, October 6th. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.